Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Suzanne Paling. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. That's one of her two books. The Accidental Sales Manager is the other one. And I got both of them right here. My copy's right here, and I encourage you to get yours wherever books are sold. Suzanne, thanks again for being here. We're talking about millennials. Mm-hmm. And how much we love them, and how much sometimes we scratch our heads over them, and they scratch their heads over us, right, Suzanne? It's interesting.
Absolutely.
It's the most interesting dynamic between millennials. You know what's one of the most fun times I have here is one time I had a 30-year-old millennial working for me, and a 23-year-old millennial working for me. And the 23 drove the 30-year-old crazy all the time for being a millennial. It was the funniest thing. It was the funniest thing you've ever seen. Just even in their own generation, they were driving each other crazy.
They were on both ends of the millennial
spectrum, I guess. It was hilarious. Okay, so we're talking about training to be salespeople. Go ahead.
They see themselves as leaders. And what I say to other sales leaders is, have some fun with that. Help them put some designations on their LinkedIn profile or their business card. For instance, if you have more than one product, have them pick one of the products and become a specialist in it and put that designation on their card. Let them know if they sell X number of, if they make quota X number of quarters, X number of years in a row, they can become a senior sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
So put them in a
position
where
they... Is that important to them?
It's very important, career progression and being seen as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are known as a product specialist in this certain area, that's very important to them.
Let me tell you one thing I do, though. I don't call them leaders if they don't act like leaders, just because they want to be. I think one thing our generation has to do, because I think we know what leaders look like, we have to make sure that we have a standard that we stick to that they have to achieve if we're going to call them leaders. I mean, that's one thing I think we owe them. I don't want any of them to come back at me 20 years from now and say, why didn't you tell me that?
I think that's about stating the rules up front. Now, I agree with you. You shouldn't call someone a leader if they are not. But if they make their quota X number of quarters in a row, then they can have that designation.
Yep, I agree with that.
Understand the rules up front before you present anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have a strong need to be treated as individuals. It really effective sales leaders have an individualized sales plan for each rep, or they should.
Right.
They should say to them, I'm looking at your list of accounts. I've picked out five that I think are high growth accounts. Let's concentrate on those. These are the new accounts in your area that I'd like to see you open up. This is your greatest strength, and this is your biggest challenge. So that they have personal marching orders, so to speak, to move forward with. And really, a good sales leader
So let me ask you a question. In the old days, meaning like, 10 years ago, you could put a sales group in a meeting and you could give them one plan and tell them all to go out and do the same thing. Are you saying with millennials that you need to sort of develop not a completely separate plan, but do more customizing for each one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. But I don't see that as a millennial thing. I see
it
as good news because a really effective sales leader would want to
know
each rep individually and have a customized plan for them,
mm-hmm.
for their territory, for their individualized strengths and weaknesses. You should be able to walk up to anyone in a sales force and say, millennial or not, what has your sales leader told you is your greatest strength and your biggest weakness?
Mm-hmm.
And they should know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just part and parcel of being a good leader. They're also service-oriented. And I say, have some fun with that, too. Pick a company charity. Have a service day.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe work with them to say, if you reach goal X, Y, and Z, we'll give you matching funds to the charity.
When you say service, you mean they have their values are they all have a set of values for things outside of work, things that are
correct.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Correct. They're a very civic, charitably driven
generation. And that's a really important point to have for your own company. If you want to attract the best millennials, you better know what you stand for beside your business, because that's what they're going to rule you in or out based on that.
Oh, yes. They may ask you, what charity does your company sponsor? How many charitable events are you a sponsor of?
Yep.
I know at my husband's company, they match charitable donations up to a certain amount.
Right.
That's very, very motivating to millennials. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you and I would both agree, hardly a bad thing.
No, that's exactly right. All right, I got about a minute. What's left?
So it just occurred to me, you know, all that I hear about the millennials and what really effective sales leaders need to do. And so many of these things are what we should be doing anyway as really good sales leaders. Being a coach and a mentor, getting to know our people, encouraging the company to be charitably oriented, helping the millennials.
Are they competitive? Are they competitive against each other? We used to part of what drove my sales teams in my history was beating the other guy outdoing somebody else. Are they like that?
I think they're more polite.
More polite. Well, I have to say, we probably weren't very polite. I'm going to beat your brains out, dude. I'm sure we probably said that. Hey, Suzanne, I need your website again, please.
SalesManagementServices.com.
SalesManagementServices.com. Hey, Suzanne, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much for having me on, Jim.
Hey, see you next time. Quick break. Stay
with me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.